What should you wear the next time you get invited to an all-black party or a black tie event? If black is just not your best color? Well, in this episode, I'm going to break down three top secrets that I have to help you navigate this problem of yours so that you can look younger, healthier, and more vibrant.
You're listening to More Style, a podcast to help you transform your image and transform your influence.
If you don't know me, my name is Celeste Moore. I'm a certified image consultant, also known as the color and style queen. I help men and women navigate, discover, and master their own unique style so that they can command presence in any room that they walk into. Now, black is the most elegant, beautiful color. It's classic, it's timeless, and it's so hard to get away from. At some point, everyone will be wearing black. Black is also the most commonly used from all designers because it's really easy to sell. It's easy to create a piece without being too creative. In the 4x4 color system, black is typically only to be worn by the winter seasons. In the 4x4 seasons, there are 16 seasons. There's spring and summer, which are light, and autumn and fall, which are darker. But fall, which is autumn undertones are warm, which is contradictory to winter, which are cool undertones. What happens when you wear black and you are not a cool undertone? Well, what happens is it makes you look more tired. It ages you. It drains the color from your face. And nobody wants that, especially as we age. We want colors to make us look more vibrant and healthy and younger. And so when the winter seasons are not our category, then there's other things that we need to do so that we still remain young and vibrant. So those three secrets that I talked to you about, I'm going to tell you the first one. Number one is making sure your makeup is soft. A lot of women wear black mascara or black eyeliner. When you are wearing this, you must know that it's going to make everything look more harsh. It's going to make the lines on your face look more pronounced. It's going to make any pigment in your skin pop, and it will literally drain the color from your face, and nobody wants that. So why don't you try brown mascara? Brown mascara is so soft and beautiful, and actually right now it's very popular. It's all over TikTok and YouTube. Also, try, if you have green eyes like me, wear purple. Purple is really beautiful and complimentary and will really make your eyes pop. If you have brown eyes, try blue mascara. That's, again, another complimentary color, and it's going to add some dimension and pizzazz. Then it will take away from anything that's too harsh. Number two is to show more skin. If you have a black garment, whether it's a shirt or a dress, you want to create more skin from the face to the garment. So this could mean in a dress, it could be off the shoulder where you see the shoulder more and the chest. It could also mean a deep V where you're showing more cleavage. And actually that could be very complimentary to a look where you're having a black tie event. The more skin you have between the garment, the better you're off. And it's always great to add a little bit of contrast with this as well. If you place a contrasting color that's in your palette, whether it's in an earring or makeup or even a necklace, this will highly benefit you and actually bring more color to the look of your face and your eyes and your lips naturally. Think of wearing those big, bright, beautiful earrings in your color palette, of course, or a ruby necklace or turquoise necklace, depending on those colors that really make you sparkle. This will detract from the black, but it will keep a nice contrasting visual for anybody looking at you. This will help offset the black. Whether black looks best on you or not, you should really know going into these situations because everybody is going to be in a situation where the beautiful, classic, elegant black is required, whether it's a guest or not. Let me tell you a quick little story here about just as I was in New York Fashion Week this last week, and I was invited to an all-black party. I was kicking and screaming because I am the color queen, everybody. I do not wear black against my face. It makes me look tired and it's a harsh look for me. But I said yes, because if I said no, it's very disrespectful to the guests that invited me. And so this is one of those situations why I really wanted to talk to you about wearing black for people like me, who is a spring, by the way. So bright, vibrant colors are more my thing. So what did I do? I bought a black top with a pair of black jeans and a black belt, but the top that I wore was off the shoulder and it was almost to the top of my breasts. And so this allowed a very long connection from my face to my neck. And what I did to break this up and add more contrast is wear a true pop of red on my lip. And also, I added a bright, sparkly earring so that people were not looking at my black outfit, but they were looking more at my lip and my earrings. And this also drew the attention up so that when I was meeting new people, they were paying attention to me. So my friends, that is an example of what you can do to break up that look. That third secret is to adding metallic threads. They add dimension and allow more versatility and adaptability for those of us who should stay away from black. Let me discuss a little bit more about what metallic threads are. So metallic threads are anything that have, maybe you wear a jacket over this black gown or a black shirt. And if it's metallic, whether it's copper or silver, depending on your undertone, this is going to add more pizzazz and it's going to brighten up your face. So another way to do that, obviously, is through jewelry. So what color jewelry is best for you? You can wear that in an earring or a necklace form. So metallic threads also can be a scarf or anything that's above or on top of the black. Don't forget to know your 4x4 color system so that next time you are invited to any one of these events, you will be prepared. If you enjoyed this episode and want to know more fashion and image tips, then don't forget to hit that subscribe button below. Thanks.